listen to this roar around the MCG as the D's are 6-0. It's been a long time since you've seen the MCC members look like it is right now. It is still packed. They're waving their scarves. They are up and about, and so they should be. It was an unbelievable performance from Melbourne tonight. The first 15 minutes, Richmond threw everything they had at them. They brought their A game, and Melbourne withstood the pressure and then ramped it up from midway through the first quarter and kicked 11 goals to 3. After that midpoint of the first term to stake their claim as one of the premiership threats in 2021. They put their flag in the ground and they said, we are the team to beat, along with the Western Bulldogs and, of course, still the Tigers. But Melbourne have shown what they are capable of, and anything is possible now, Kate McCarthy.
Yeah, look, I'm just trying to scratch my head and work out who to give a 3-2-1 to after that.
I'll give you another
just
minute.
Just give me a minute.
I'll give you a minute, because in a moment we're going to go down to the boundary with the courtesy of Channel 7 and listen to the 300 gamer, Nathan Jones.
A 6-6 start to the year and a win in the 300 game. You can't ask for more than that, can you?
Oh, no, not at all. It's been a big week. Yeah, I'm bloody happy.
Yeah, run us through this week and just how special was it to get here, run out on the ground with your kids, share that with your family and friends?
Honest rap, it's a huge moment for me and my family. I'm real proud of that, but more so just the fans that have stuck with us for so long. And, man, it's been a shit journey at times. It's been bloody hard and bloody tough, and they've stuck by us. And what I love is, you know, when we get going, they come out in their droves and support us, and you know, just stick with this group, because you know, we're going somewhere pretty special, I think, and you know, we're putting together a pretty nice start to the year, and you know, we're bloody excited about that, but still realise it's such a long way to go.
Yeah, you really have been there for so many ups and downs, but you just touched on the group. We can sense it. We can feel it. There's something very, very special about this group of guys. What do you put that down to?
It's been said so much, but it's true that that element of connection that, you know, there's just a real sacrifice amongst the group about playing for each other, you know, playing their role, and, you know, not wanting to let each other down. I think once you can embrace that as a team, it becomes so powerful, and, you know, we're doing everything we can to hold on to that right now.
And they're all playing very selfless footy, as you're saying. Once again, we can see that from the sidelines, but the boys have said upstairs as well, there's zero weaknesses across every line, and just the relationship between the lines, it's very evident as well.
Yeah, I think, look, Goody and the coaches put together such a really simple plan for us to execute through pre-season, and, yeah, we got to work doing that after the disappointment of the last couple of years, and, you know, to his credit and the coaching group's credit, you know, they've really driven us irrespective of results.
Yeah.
And we've gained real confidence out of that. So, you know, we're excited. Looking forward to next week already.
Yeah, well, congratulations. 300 games. We will let you go and enjoy
Thank you.
With the fans. And we can sense it. Success
Thank
is coming.
Thanks, guys.
Nathan Jones there, 16 disposals in game 300 for him. A very happy man. And it was great that he pointed out the loyal fans that have stuck with this club for a long time through a lot of dark moments. And they now get some nice little time to sit back and enjoy what they're seeing tonight.
How good is it at the end of that, Joe? He said, I can't wait till next week. I mean, this is a guy who's been through so much. He's we'll just head back down on field.
And World War I veteran. Awarded to the player judged best on ground, the medal will tonight be presented by Jennifer Allen, granddaughter of the great Checker Hughes.
So Checker Hughes was a two-time
premiership
player at Richmond.
Would you please join me? Well, I actually don't know who the winner is. I think I need to know the winner.
Generally pretty important. Two-time premiership player with Richmond and coached them to one flag, and then he won four flags as a coach with Melbourne through 1939 to 1941.
Oh, it's Petrarca!
Christian Petrarca.
Christian Petrarca.
Would you like to say a few words?
Firstly, it's a massive honour playing on Anzac Day Eve in front of a great crowd. I pay my respects to the men and women who have fought for this great country. So thank you very much.
Congratulations once again to Christian Petrarca from the Melbourne Footy Club. And sorry about not knowing who that winner was. That concludes tonight's presentation. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
That's slick.
That's an Amy Clanger if ever I've seen it. When the presenter of the award gets up to present the award and doesn't know who the award's going to. But Christian Petrarca, rightly so. Shoot, just quickly, Christian Petrarca's numbers, the winner of the Frank Checker-Hughes medal for the best on ground tonight in the Anzac Day Eve game.
38 touches, a PB, 10 clearances, also a PB, and kicked a major as well, Joey.
So, Christian Petrarca, best on ground, as we see the Melbourne players giving a clap to this Melbourne faithful that haven't left. The MCC members are still full, and they are giving a standing ovation to their group right now. It was an unbelievable performance. Richmond won't be too concerned, Chu. They lost to Adelaide in 2017, about this time of year.
Yep.
I think they lost to GWS in 2019. And they are now forming a guard of honour, both teams. This is a great tribute to Nathan Jones. Well done by Richmond, too, paying their respects. As Nathan Jones has a chat to the on-ground announcer, I think it's Adam Uze. So this will take a while. But what are some of the other numbers, Chu, while we wait for Nathan Jones to get chaired off in Game 300? Some of the other individual stats from this game.
Well, Christian Salem, 39. Not only was it a PB, he also kicked a major. But it's the most disposals of any Melbourne player against Richmond in VFL, AFL history, eclipsing Robbie Flower, who had 38 against the Tigers back in 1983.
How do you find this stuff?
Just a little nugget there. But anyway, Petrarca, we've already touched on, 38 touches for him at PB and a major. Oliver, 36 disposals, along with six tackles. And Ed Langdon, busy with 32.
This is the Triple M Amy Review. Amy, who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. While we've got you there, Chu, can we just get an around the grounds, please, for Choice Hotels?
Dockers in control, leading the Kangaroos by 29 points. 9-13-67, Kangas 5-8-38, deep into the third.
That was a comprehensive performance. Kate, have you worked out your 3-2-1s? We won't get them yet, but you've got them figured out?
Let's just say that I hope I know who the votes go to.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think we've got them sorted. We've got a number of honourable mentions, though.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But, yeah, we have got them sorted.
So we see Nathan Jones now making his way over to the guard of honour that both sides have formed. And it's always awkward when one person's much taller than the other. Max Gorn and Jake Melksham are doing their carrying. Max Gorn's so much bigger, so he's a bit lopsided, Nate Jones, but he's getting the respect he deserves. Only the second player in history to play 300 games for Melbourne. And the Melbourne fans are giving him a well-deserved round of applause. So well done to Nathan Jones. So we take a look at the live ladder, Chu. Can we just get a little update of the live ladder while we follow the Melbourne side down to the rooms to take the song? Where at Melbourne, I presume they're still second behind the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Instead of the top eight, please.
So we have two teams undefeated. Western Bulldogs on top of the table. Healthy percentage of 175. Melbourne sitting second, also undefeated with six wins. Their percentage just under 151. And then we have a number of teams with four wins. Port Adelaide sitting third, of course, a game in hand, followed by Geelong. They picked up about 25 percentage points this afternoon. They're sitting in fourth position with four wins. Sydney fifth, and the Dockers, assuming they'll defeat the Kangaroos, they're sitting in sixth position, Joey, on the live ladder. Rounding out the eight, Richmond and Brisbane, three wins each. Crows outside, of course, a game in hand. They play the Hawks tomorrow.
And McDonald's, just like a game of footy, the Macca's new McSpicy burger has serious kick. Tim Solly, what did you make of that?
It was an interesting game, wasn't it? There's not many times a guy will get 39 touches on the ground and not get best on ground. So we'll see if Kate McCarthy can just maybe just bump him up there in the Triple M votes. But it's great, isn't it? And I think you called it best in that halfway through that final term, Joe. You just feel like there's a bit of a line in the sand when Cozzy Pickett got decked and he got that free shot on goal and he nailed it. You felt the Melbourne faithful. Just something happened there. You just felt like this is it. This is the moment where this side takes that next step. We know they went there in 2018. We know how flattening it was for blokes like Nate Jones when they dropped back down in 2019, 2020. But here they are with six wins on the board from six games. They've started in absolutely tremendous fashion, Joey.
So the Melbourne players are walking into the rooms now. They're going to belt out this rendition of the famous song. There's all the other players that didn't play tonight. We see Neville Jetta there, James Harms. And they link arms and they're going to put Nathan Jones in the middle. And let's take a listen to this famous song. They're happy and so they should be. This is the Triple M Amy Review. Christian Petrarca won the Frank Checker Hughes medal for best on ground, but stick with us because after this, Kate McCarthy will give us the all-important Triple MVP awards and we'll get all the wrap-up from Ash Chua after this. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. Well, just recapping here at the MCG, it was Melbourne by 34 points. They were 12-10-82 to Richmond 6-12-48. Shane Edwards kicked a couple of goals for the Tigers. Jack Riewoldt kicked two goals in the first 5 minutes. And for Melbourne, Tom McDonald kicked three. Neil Bullen, Fritch and Jackson kicked two. Christian Petrarca won the medal for best on ground, the Frank Checker Hughes medal for best on ground. Lee Montagne here with Tim Solly, Ash Chua and Nat Yanides on the boundary line. And Kate McCarthy, the Triple MVP award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots, built for long days on site. How did you see the 3-2-1?
Well, the 3-2-1, it was the hardest task of the night. Something that I've probably the toughest job I've ever had at Triple M is to work out who got these votes. But we've got a number of honourable mentions, which I'll go into after, not to spoil the award, obviously. One vote I've given to Max Gawn, 22 disposals, 6 marks, 4 of those contested, 30 hit-outs and 16 of those to advantage. Two votes to Christian Salem, 39 disposals, his personal best, 786 metres gained and a goal to go with it. But the man of the moment, he won the award that no one knew he'd won. Christian Petrarca, 3 votes, 38 disposals, which is a personal best for him. 10 clearances, also a personal best. 18 of his disposals were contested. 11 score involvements and a goal as well. But honourable mentions have to go to Jack Viney, Clayton Oliver, Zach Langdon and Jake Lever. Very, very good performance from all of the Ds tonight.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Kate. One vote, Max Gawn. 2 votes, Christian Salem. 3 votes, Christian Petrarca. Hey, Ash, just before we wrap up, can you just give us some of the big stats that stood out tonight about Richmond as a team? The pressure rating was off the charts. What are some of the other numbers that really caught the eye tonight?
Yeah, well, those handball receives, intriguing that one. So Melbourne only averaged 114 per game. They racked up 178. They equal most of any club this year. The pressure rating, remember, they ranked 13th last year, the Demons. Number one this year, 203 versus the AFL average at 177. They had 95 more disposals. And in closing, the scores from turnovers. Demons concede the least in the comp at 36 points per game. Well, they only conceded 25 tonight, but they posted 8 goals, 7 from turnover as well.
It was awesome. And who have they got next week, both sides? Richmond, we know, have got the Bulldogs on Friday night.
Yeah, they certainly do, the MCG.
And Melbourne.
Melbourne play the Kangaroos down at Blundstone Arena.
All right, Chu, can you sense an upset?
No, I can sense some more percentage points for the Ds.
It's been a wonderful night here. Anzac Day Eve at the MCG. You wouldn't want it any better. And to see the Melbourne faithful up and about, it was a wonderful night. It was great to be here. We enjoyed your company, Tim Solly. Thank you for another excellent performance. You were brilliant. Kate, well done. Did the votes. Great job. Ash Chua, Nat Yanides on the boundary line. The boys at the back, Lee Montagne. We're signing off here at the MCG. It's the Demons, 6-0, sitting equal top on the ladder. And what a wonderful night it was. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.